This is Storge, a DCU's Teen Titans fanfic, written by Hearts Logos and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG and contains the pairing Tim Drake Connell, with additional tags for friends to lovers, discussion of love, remembering, gratuitous singing. Summary. Storge. An affection based on friendship and similarity. The storage relationship comes from two friends, building into a romance. The friendship can endure even if the couple breaks up. It is the commitment, not the sex, that is important. Respect and understanding are key. There may be a lack of passion, but there is a lot of intimacy. Tim laughs and shoves his hand over Khan's mouth, trying to stop the other teen's singing. It's not that Khan is bad at it, it's just that he always picks the sappiest, most cheesy songs. Imagine me and you. I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the guy you love and hold it tight. So happy together. Honestly, Khan sounds very good. He can at least carry a tune, but it's his song choices. Ugh, knock it off, you're ridiculous. Khan puts a hand to his chest as if affronted, but keeps singing, and Tim can't help but laugh. If I should call you up, Khan makes a show of pulling out his cell, invest a dime, and dialing. And you say you belong to me, and ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be. Tim's phone buzzes in his pocket, and he laughs, answering it, shaking his head the entire time. Khan sings into his phone as Tim rolls his eyes. So very fine, so happy together. Tim moves to stand, but Khan pulls him down and crushes him into a hug before moving to press their foreheads together. Khan's eyes are a deep sky blue, and Tim finds his laughter turning into hiccups, blush easing its way onto his face. As it always does when Khan does things like this. As Khan sings the next line, soft and low. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. Tim smiles and brushes their lips together. And Khan laughs, pulling back and returns to singing bright and his voice is filled with laughter. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue. For all my life. Khan's arms are still wrapped around him, so when Khan suddenly pitches to the side, he takes Tim with him. In a rolling grunt and scuffle, Khan has Tim's head tucked under his chin and his legs trapped between his own. Tim sighs and nudges Khan with his elbow. You're such a sap. Khan stops singing for a moment, and Tim basks in the silence while Khan cuddles him. Tim's eyes start drooping closed when Khan starts up again, soft and deep. Me and you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. There's a slight strain in Khan's voice, and Tim feels the slight waver in his own heart. Because Khan came back, and so did Tim. Because no matter what, Tim losing Robin, Khan being controlled by Luther, Khan's death, Tim's second loss of Robin, the crises, the collapses of their teams, the distance. They never failed to come back. Tim would like to call it fate or destiny. Maybe it is. Tim's eyes close as he listens to the steady heartbeat under his ear. Palms pressed to the solid and real and alive chest beneath him. They beat the odds. All the odds. They're still here. Tim hums and whisper sings the next line. The only one for me is you. Because Khan is the kid. Khan is the kid he punched in the face with a kryptonite ring. Khan is the kid who took him flying over Gotham. Khan is the kid who saved his life. Khan was the kid who was his first best friend. His first friend. the first person he felt something with. Khan is his Superboy. Khan is the one who was on his team. Young Justice, he was there since the beginning. Khan came to him when he first lost Robin. Khan welcomed him back. Khan came back to him the second time he lost Robin and believed him. Khan was the one who loved him. Always. Him. Khan is the one who... Khan is his best friend. The only one for him. Because Khan is his clone boy. Khan's arms tighten around him. And Tim feels him inhale and sing the next line. Almost a soft groan. And you for me. Tim curls his fingers over Khan's chest. And the music dies. What are you thinking? Khan whispers, eyes focused on the ceiling, mind drifting to Tim, who punched him in the face with a kryptonite ring. Tim, who made him belong. Tim who always loved him. His leader, his best friend, his boyfriend, his Robin. Tim's fingers curl on his chest, a slight drag of pressure. Nothing. Tim is a good liar. Maybe he's telling the truth. Khan can't tell. Tim's heartbeat is steady. It sounds just as loud and steady and constant as it does when Khan is in Kansas, in San Francisco, in space. Nice try. Just thinking about the odds. What kind of odds? The kind that are against us? Seriously? Khan can't help but whine, because Tim is such a total pessimist. And normally that's a pretty okay thing, because it usually ends up in these extreme plans that save all their asses. But it's not comforting to think about the odds of their relationship. Dude. Tim laughs. It's a logical thing to do. Dude! Well, you've died. I've gone out of commission. We get alien invasions almost every month, and there's some crisis every other year. It's not out of the question that we are at a disadvantage for a long-term relationship. Khan sighs. Do you want a long-term relationship? Tim is silent. Tim? Yes. Then that's all there is to it. You can't just... I just did. But, dude. Tim. This isn't some sort of... Khan raises a hand and waves it. Statistic. This is us. Forget the odds. Since when do we pay attention to the odds? Since when do we pay active attention to gravity? Just because we don't pay attention to it doesn't mean it's not there. Are you seriously playing that card on me? Khan looks down, and Tim shrugs his shoulders, eyes turned to the side, cheek pressed to his chest. Because, hello, Superboy? Half alien, half megalomaniac, grown in a tube, and you? The youngest Batman stalker in the world? I'm pretty sure we could beat any odds that came our way. Tim snorts. I mean it, man. You and me, we got this. Because I want this. Khan looks back up at the ceiling, and Tim moves so his chin is poking Khan's chest, fingers lightly drumming on his shoulders. And, well, you're good at calculating odds and stuff, but me? Man, I just do it. And if you honestly think we don't stand a chance in hell, I'd be willing to prove you wrong. Even if you had statistics and graphs and whatever, I'd be willing to challenge those odds. But if you told me it was because you didn't want it, I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't stand in your way. What do you mean? If you told me you weren't interested, if you told me, I don't know, if you decided that you would rather be with someone else, or you'd rather be friends? I think I wouldn't fight you on that, because... Khan looks down at Tim, and Tim's eyes are dark and unreadable. Because I love you, and I would fight for you, but if you really said no, I would respect that. And I would still want you to be my leader. I would still want you to be my best friend. Tim's brows furrow. I wouldn't say that. Never know, man. Khan shrugs, and Tim moves to rest his head on Khan's shoulder. One of his hands finds its way to Tim's, and their fingers slide together. Like puzzle pieces. Natural. He feels Tim's eyes close. Hears his breathing slow. I love you, he repeats. I love you too, Tim whispers back. Remember when I punched you in the face with a kryptonite ring? Khan groans. Dude, you're seriously bringing that up now? And how could I forget? You made me hurl. I didn't love you then. Thanks. Khan rolls his eyes. You sure know how to make me feel special. But now that I think of it, if you did love me, then I'd be worried because I was covered in gross. Gross isn't a noun, Tim absently corrects. And do you remember when we formed Young Justice? Yeah. I didn't love you then either. Good to know. As the kid, you were such a jerk. Seriously, man, are you just on this make Khan feel crappy trip or something? Shush, I'm getting somewhere with this. You've changed, you know? Remember forming the Titans? Yeah. And you'd better be. Seriously started to doubt my self-worth. Stop that. And remember when you came to my house? How could I forget? You weren't Robin. I think that's when I started to love you. Tim's heart stutters, and Khan feels a blush on both their faces. Really? Tim is silent, but he nods his head. That was it for me, too. Really? Yeah, really. Hey, Rob. Khan freezes, and so does Tim. Tim rolls off him, and Khan follows him after a moment. Tim's voice is soft. I'm not Robin anymore. Tim's eyes are focused on something else, something far away. Khan raises his hand and rubs it over Tim's narrow shoulders. And Khan knows that his mind is focused on green and yellow and red, focused on elsewhere, focused on how he lost his place twice, focused on being replaced twice, focused on being put out of the game, sidelined twice, focused on that separation between Robin and Tim and what that separation means, focused on how much it cost him, focused on how Red Robin will never be the same as Robin, and neither will ever be Tim. It hurts, because I know. Tim's smile is wry, his eyes are distant, and his shoulders are tense. Khan props himself up on his elbow and moves his hand to cup Tim's cheek. Soft and lean and pretty much the only unscarred part of him. He turns Tim's face so that their eyes meet. And I'm not the kid anymore. And it's true. He misses it. Hawaii and having fun and not being in Kansas and not having to wear glasses or go to high school or farm. He misses it. But he's grown out of it. He can't ever go back to it. Not now that he knows that he'd be leaving behind. Now that he knows responsibility and following orders and standing on his own. And Tim. I know. Tim's eyes are tight, and Khan's own chest feels heavy, longing and regret lingering in his mouth. But Khan hesitates before pulling Tim's face down. You'll always be my Robin. Because Tim was his leader, is his leader. Tim is the one he never doubts. If Tim said that the world was going to end in 3 days, and the only way to stop it was by going to Africa and walking around like a penguin, he'd believe him and do it. If Tim told him that he needed to get to Russia, destroy the entire mob, and be back in an hour, he'd make that happen. If Tim told him to walk into a room full of the entire Justice League's rogues gallery and stall for time, he'd do it. Tim is his best friend. If Tim called for him, he'd drop everything in a heartbeat, probably faster. If Tim said he needed him, if he was in trouble, if he needed to talk, if he needed a laugh, hell, if he needed a partner for doubles tennis. Never mind that Khan can't play tennis and Tim is too busy for that. He'd be there. Tim is the one. Tim smiles then, mouth softening into a smile, eyes sparking into fondness as he leans forward, hands splaying over the center of the S-shield. And you'll always be my clone boy. The end.